Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, it's such a good Monday, and I trust everybody had a good weekend and made sure they were in God's house.
Absolutely. Even rainy days on Mondays, they never get me down.
Yeah. Some people say, thank God it's Friday, but I enjoy every day.
Absolutely. Every day with the Lord is a good day.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It's going to be a good day on Connected today. Guess who our special guest is?
Us.
Yeah, you're my special guest, and I'm yours.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few people say, you know who I enjoy the most on Connected? And I said, well, who? And they said, when just the two of you sit together and talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you get, friends, today.
That's right, an ongoing love story.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I love Psalm 118, verse 24. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice therein and be glad in it.
And we're going to do that. And we're going to do it with song right now. We'll be right back.
The hem of his garment, the touch of his hand, heals every disease, even raised a dead man. And I don't understand how you could turn him away, a salvation just one drop away. Just one drop away from forgiveness. Just one drop away from his grace. Took his precious blood for my sins to pay. Salvation is one drop away.
I wondered if I'd make it and how my life would be. Would his precious blood supply my every need? And although it's not been easy, and at times the road is rough, just one drop's been more than enough.
Just one drop away from forgiveness. Just one drop away from his grace.
Took his precious blood for my sins to pay.
Salvation is one drop away.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It took his precious blood for my sins to pay. Salvation is one drop away.
If life circumstances seem to be spiraling out of control, God has given you the power of choice to make a difference.
When we can't change every circumstance around us, we can make a decision to change ourselves.
Okay.
And when we change ourselves and we line up with what the Word of God tells us, it will affect our environment around us. It will affect those situations. We may have limited freedom over what people do, but I have complete freedom in that power of choice.
The Power of Choice, featuring Amanda Cain and Tim Colasino. This month's love gift to you when you stand with He's Alive. Send your gift of $15 or more to He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at HeesAlive.net.
And we are back with ourselves as our special guest here on Connected Today. And we're excited to talk about the subject matter from Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Of course, we know that talks about the heroes of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those heroes is Moses.
Yeah. And really, people call Hebrews 11th chapter the faith chapter because you hear all this by faith,
mm-hmm.
but really it's also a chapter of testimonies.
Absolutely.
That what their faith did.
Yeah, I love this. And of course, the book of Psalms said the testimony of the Lord is sure,
mm-hmm.
making wise the simple. And that's all that takes place in this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. It's testimony after mm-hmm. testimony of the goodness of God.
You know, it's impossible to pray in faith and not get results.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to believe God in faith and not get results.
That's exactly right. Because Romans 4:17, I love using scriptures.
Uh-huh.
Abraham called those things which be not as though they were. He couldn't mm-hmm. see them with his naked eye, but he knew by faith that when he would speak, God would hear.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence that we have in God, in Jesus Christ, that if we ask anything
yes.
according to his will, he hears us.
Amen. He does hear us. You know, Tim, in Hebrews, it also talks about Moses, and mm-hmm. we know his parents were people of faith.
That's right.
Because they, when all the baby boys were being killed because of Pharaoh, who wanted to stamp out, yeah. you know, stop the,
that's right.
the Hebrews, their parents,
mm.
his parents, mm-hmm. made a basket, made yeah. an ark for him.
Absolutely.
And put him in the Nile River where there's mm-hmm. all these crocodiles.
yeah.
But God protected him. It took faith to do that.
Absolutely. You know, I love what it says here in Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Yeah, he made the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And the next verse tells us why he made the choice.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
He made the right choice because he esteemed the right thing.
That's exactly right.
You know, I was thinking about Moses, Tim, and, you know, he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Mm.
That meant he was in line to the throne, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he could have went to his logic and said, what are the odds that I would be picked up by Pharaoh's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that I would find myself in the palace? God must have in store for me to be in line to be the next Pharaoh.
That's right.
So I can liberate my Hebrew brothers and sisters.
That's exactly right.
You know, he could have gone to logic mm-hmm. to work out a problem.
Mm.
But instead, he had enough of God on the inside of him that he says, no, it's going to be through the blood.
That's right.
It's going to be through the blood. There's going to be the signs and the wonders and miracles. And I see this as a picture of the church today.
Mm-hmm.
We have the church that says, if I do this, this, and this, I'll be in a place of authority.
That's right.
Where I can make life better for people.
Yeah, that's good.
Instead of going through the blood and believing mm-hmm. God for the supernatural.
That's right. And I love what you said there, because there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12 says
mm-hmm.
Moses could have done things his way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people today would like to use Isaiah 1, verse number 18, and rewrite it this way. Come now and let us rationalize together, says the Lord. That's not what the word says.
No.
It says, come now and let us reason together. So God's thoughts and God's ways are so far above our thoughts and ways, even as the heavens
mm-hmm.
are high above the earth, so are his thoughts and ways greater and higher than our thoughts and ways. When God speaks, like that old commercial says, like E.F. Hutton,
yeah.
people listen.
Everybody
so if we'll
listens.
Just listen to God and do what he says to do it his way,
yeah.
then we will be put in the palace, and we'll go
mm-hmm.
from the pit to the palace.
That's right.
What a testimony.
Yeah, yeah. Moses could have said, well, this is the way God did it for Joseph, so this
That's
must
right.
be how God's going to do it for me.
You know what? Here's the answer in verse number 27. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt.
Yes.
Not fearing the wrath of the king.
Uh-huh.
For he endured, here it is, as seeing him who is invisible.
That's right.
That was God.
Yeah, he chose God's way over the way of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Joyce Meyer one time say the reason why people don't quit smoking is because they don't want to suffer. And a reason why people don't want to tithe and give their tithe and offering is they think if they obey God, they're going to suffer.
That's right.
Or they won't obey God and go where he says to go because they don't want to suffer.
Yeah.
Or they're looking for a church that seems easy, you know, where they can just satisfy their conscience and get a little Bible story, but not go where God calls them to go because they don't want to work.
Yeah.
They don't want to labor for the master. But God is calling out a people, I believe, that are going to do things by faith.
That's exactly right. I love that, by faith. In Galatians 6 and 7 says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If God already gives you the instructions for what he wants you to do, and you'll just follow the instructions, you're going to reap the blessings of God.
That's exactly right. Well, there are people, Tim, that are very discouraged today. They're discouraged. There's pastors who are discouraged because they're laboring and they're not yet seeing the fruit
That's
of their
right.
labors.
Mm-hmm.
There are church people that are getting complacent
That's right.
and compromising and looking at things their way instead of God's way.
That's right.
And they need to hear the voice of the Spirit today.
Yes, they do. We have to go back to the principle of seed time and harvest. A lot of folks like to say that, hey, it's seed time and harvest. But actually, it's seed, it's time, and then it is harvest. Sure, it's seed time. Seed time is when you put the seed into the ground. You cover it up with the soil.
That's right.
You water it with the word, and then you wait for it to come to pass. But between the time that you sow the seed and the manifestation of what you sowed it for, which is a fruit, it's going to come about, there's an allotted amount of time that goes by. We forget that. And God is saying to a lot of those folks out there, the seed that you have planted into the ground, you think's lying dormant in the ground. You can't see it, but it's growing, and it's about to produce a harvest.
Amen. And we receive that in Jesus' name.
Y'all better get happy about it out there. You happy? Your breakthrough's here? My word shall not return void. It will do everything set it forth to do. Every promise that I've made, every word you heard me say, stretch forth your faith, receive your miracle today. Oh, oh, Lord, stretch forth your faith, receive your miracle today. My word shall not return all. It will do.
It will do
everything I said it for to do. Every promise. You heard me say,
stretch forth your
face,
receive your miracle today.
I want all of y'all to get this. My word, listen, my word shall not return void. It will do everything I said it for. Every promise in the book is mine. Every word you heard me say. Stretch forth your faith, receive your miracle. Oh, oh, Lord. Stretch forth your faith. Come on. You better believe.
See your breakthrough.
to declare it in your life. I don't know if it's a lost husband. I don't know if your children's going crazy. I don't know if it's in your finances. The economy's trying to mess you up. But you need to begin to sing this right now. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine.
It's mine. I believe.
Come on, you want to claim it right now.
It's mine. I
it's mine.
It.
I receive it.
Talking, honey, before the break, we were talking about seed time and harvest, and a lot of people have prayed.
Yeah.
They've prayed for their family to be saved. They've prayed concerning situations, or they have sown seed, and maybe they're discouraged today, but you said there's seed, there's time, and there's harvest.
Yeah.
And seed time and harvest is such a law, like gravity.
Yeah. You know, you look, go back to Numbers, the 23rd chapter, I believe it's verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. When you plant your seed into the ground, don't doubt or don't think God to be a liar. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not spoken? And so he surely not bring it to pass. That's the kind of God that we serve. When you sow your seed and it hasn't come to pass yet, you stand on the Word of God. The law of seed time and harvest is what I call the law of reciprocity, that whatsoever man soweth, he's going to reap. You may not reap it right away because there's the law of seed time and harvest.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we believe today that Romans 4:17 says we're going to call those things which be not as though they were. If it's laying, that seed's laying in the ground dormant and you can't see the fruition, we're going to call that into existence.
You know, a farmer, he doesn't plant his seed, Tim, and then go out the next day to harvest it.
That's right.
I remember as a child, I would sow seed. We would have a garden and I would help sow the seed. And every day I would go out there and I would think, why isn't something happening? Why? And it was. All the while it was happening, we just couldn't see it. So we had to see by faith.
That's exactly
right. Amen.
Yeah, and I'm thinking years ago, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, I mean several years ago in the late 1980s, he says, there's weed mixed in with the seed. And I said, huh? And he said, you got to get out there and pull those weeds out from around that seed so it can grow.
And there's weeds of unbelief. Weeds of words that have been spoken
that's right.
That's contrary to the Word of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, but Father, we just thank you for every listener out there that has sown seed into the ground, and it has not yet come to fruition. It's been planted. It's been cultivated with prayer, watered by the Word, and the tender plant is still underneath of the topsoil. May it come to, through the topsoil right now and them see some results of what they've sown in Jesus' name. I'm hearing there's a man by the name of Bill, And I see right now that you sowed a substantial seed. It's been over 2 years ago, and you're waiting for the fruition. It's about to come to harvest in Jesus' name. Just believe God.
Amen. And we just water it with praise and worship. All the prayers that Mama and Grandmama and Granddaddy prayed for those children and grandchildren, we thank you that those prayers are not in vain.
That's right.
We thank you for the years of faithfulness, sir, that you have done to serve God. It is not in vain. Thank you, Lord, for the reward that will manifest in the lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You know, honey, we were talking about Moses. He made the right choice because he esteemed the right thing.
That's right.
Our coaching CD this month is about the power of choice.
That's exactly right. I sit down with our special guest, Amanda Cain. She's from Faith Church International in Fairmont, West Virginia. We begin to discuss how one simple choice can turn your life around. So it's based on the power of choice. Through our soulish realm, we must have our mind, will, and emotions renewed on a daily basis so we can hear from God and make right choices.
This coaching CD, I believe, will be a great tool to those. Every day we make choices.
That's right.
We really do. We say, well, I don't think I made a choice today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You made a choice.
Yeah.
And sometimes things become habits so they don't feel like choices.
That's right.
But you made choices to get to those patterns in your life.
That's right.
And so there are some choices that we make that are life-changing. Mm-hmm. Some choices we make, they set off a chain of events in our lives. Mm-hmm. Whatever choice you're making today, it's important to make the right choice. This coaching CD will help you.
That's exactly right. We're not talking about intuitive psychology and listening to inner wisdom. What we're talking about is taking the Word of God, reading the Word of God, not being conformed to the world's ways of thinking, but having your mind transformed to think like the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will make right choices according to the Word of God. And
yes,
it's theirs this month with the best love gift of $15 or more.
Write to us today at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. Tim, they can also go online and give there.
Yeah, he'salive.net. It's a secure place to give.
It is, he'salive.net. And by the way, tell other people about He's Alive Radio. If they don't listen under the FM signal, they can hear, whether they're in Africa or China, wherever there is the internet, they can hear He's Alive Radio.
Easy to access in an internet or Wi-Fi area. Mm-hmm. You just log on to hesalive.net. No punctuation in He's. There's a place on there you can listen live, or you can go into the archive of many different programs on there and be blessed.
Our time is up for today.
Mm-hmm. We're excited to be back again.
Tomorrow.
Right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.